Starting off, how long have you served on the city council?
I've been on the council for, it was 2 years in August. I was appointed to fill a vacancy, and then I was elected for a two-year term.
What made you decide that you want to stay on the city council?
I feel like I now have a lot of knowledge about how the city works, the problems we're facing, more so than I did before. I do have the time and energy to devote to this, and it takes more than just going to a meeting. It takes a lot of time outside of the meetings that we have, getting acquainted with what's going on, the problems, the issues, the solutions. It takes a lot more time than you would think.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Keokuk right now?
I believe the biggest challenge, like most of us, is the economy, jobs. We have lost some of our manufacturing in past years, and it's important to get new jobs that are good jobs that pay well if we want to grow our economy and our tax base. That's probably the biggest thing. Keeping up with streets is one of the problems that most people mention when I talk to them, and it is a problem, but most people also recognize that with the economy the way it is, it's not going to be a fast fix. If you've noticed, we have had some fixes going on. Anybody in the Fifth Ward, if you have a problem that you think needs special attention, give me a call. I'll do what I can. I'll check into it. I do have a couple of people who have called, and we don't have immediate solutions, but it's good to let that problem be known, because maybe I won't know about that problem, or most people won't, but I am available if you have things you want to mention.
What can be the city council's role in growing the tax base and bringing in jobs and expanding current jobs? What role do you see the city council have in that?
We're mostly a backup role. I think the mayor is the primary person, and he does keep us informed of things that are going on. The Amjet project that the previous city council had given funds to is looking promising. We're hoping that that's going to be up and running soon. I know there are some other things that are being worked on, and we're just hopeful that there's going to be some good news for Keokuk as far as that goes in the near future.
Obviously, the biggest thing the city council does is it crafts the budget for the city for the next year. When it comes budget time, what are your priorities? What are the areas that, in your mind, cannot be cut? They need as much funding as possible. What are your priorities?
Well, just from what we've talked about recently, the police department, I'm sure that we don't all agree that we need to keep that force at 24. I am on the police subcommittee. I have visited with officers and the chief. And I do believe that's a priority, the safety in Keokuk. And although our population's not, around 11,000, on a daily basis, if you drive down Main Street, you're going to think, where are all these cars coming from? There's just a lot of traffic. And that's good, because that means we're drawing people from other areas to shop and eat or work here. And there are some things we have given money to recently that other council members have mentioned that maybe we've found money to give to them that maybe we shouldn't have. I do believe that tourism is an important one, because I believe they bring a lot of visitors to Keokuk who spend a lot of money in Keokuk and maybe who are interested in Keokuk. We are a unique community, not only in our name, but in our history, very unique, and I think we need to show that pride and show us off. And I think the Power 100 celebration was awesome. I think that drew a lot of interest. And the people I visited with who were here visiting, everyone was very appreciative and enjoyed it. So I think tourism is important. Of course, we always have streets and infrastructure. Just the regular things. I'm trying to think what I would cut. And that's not as easy as thinking of what I would keep. But we do have to be very careful about what we give city money to, that it's beneficial for our citizens and it's going to help and grow the community and keep us safe.
Should the city look at privatization more, be it garbage or parks or anything like that? Is privatization something that needs a closer look at the city, or do you think the current method is the right way to go?
It would take a lot to convince me that privatization would change or improve what we have going on now. Just from my own experiences when I worked at the high school and other job situations that I've been aware of, when they've changed to privatization, it has not improved or saved money. It seems to me that you get better service from people that are there, are part of the community, that have the job, that don't just travel around and do several different places. I personally do not favor privatization.
The appearance. There are some places in Keokuk you see the improvements, you see people working on their house, but there's some places that aren't. What should be the city council's role in trying to, I guess you could almost say, build up the pride? Does the council play a role in that?
I think they definitely do, and that is one thing that I am hopeful that we can work on and improve. And Kathy Mahoney, our code enforcement officer, does a good job of keeping people on their toes a little bit. But I think there's a part that we can all play. And I think the volunteerism in Keokuk is so amazing, and I think that that's something that we can build on too. And some people can't improve their properties because of economic conditions or different things, but we can all keep them, our properties cleaned up and well, and presentable. And yes, you can go through a lot of areas and everybody's doing a great job, but there are some times that beyond people's circumstances that they can't keep their property presentable, and that's when volunteers might come in handy to do that. I'm sure there are some groups that are already doing that. The high school had a connections group that did volunteer work. I remember years ago they raked my neighbor's yard when she was unable to do it, and her neighbors hadn't done it. At that time, I was still working. It helps a lot not having a job you have to go to every day.
Downtown properties, there's been obviously a number of buildings. There's been an issue with the Green Tambourine collapsing. There's been question about whether the city can require insurance on a building if it's vacant or if the owner is out of town. If it turned out that the city could, if the city could require them to have those buildings insured, would you push to make it a requirement that these commercial buildings be insured?
In general, I think that having the properties inspected routinely and minimal insurance should be a requirement. Buildings that are occupied and being used, I'm sure, are insured, and that's not a hardship. But going forward, if a building is sold, that should be a requirement to have the inspection and insurance of some kind to guard against the cost of cleaning up that building. And this building isn't on Main Street, but I know the Unitarian Church on 4th and High is very controversial. The roof has leaked for years, and if you drive by and look at that roof, you'll know. It does not have a current engineering inspection to say that it's safe to even preserve or try to preserve. And I'm not sure about the insurance. At one point they mentioned they were going to get insurance, and I'm not sure that that has occurred or not. But there's a delicate balance between preserving structures like the depot, which is an awesome example of preservation, and a building that's too dangerous to preserve or rehab.
In that case, do you support the fact that the city is going through the lawsuit process to try to take control of that building and then tear it down? Do you support that for the church?
I do, because there is an opportunity for the group that wants to preserve it to prove it wrong. But even like the Green Tambourine experience, when they had the basement dug out and there were the arches that were very interesting, and that group was given, the preservation group was given a year to come up with funds to do something to preserve that, and nothing happened. In the meantime, the city was paying to have the fence around the building because the group that raised funds didn't have enough funds to keep paying for that. It's a delicate balance, and hopefully we can work that out for the best whenever this situation comes up.
Probably one of the final things, the city had a brief stint with a city manager. Is that something the city needs to look at again, maybe switching to a city manager, city administrator, and a part-time mayor? Or do you support the idea of having a full-time mayor kind of doing the day-to-day stuff?
Right now, I support having the mayor doing the day-to-day things. It's something that others have talked about going back to the city manager. Of course, we had a bad experience. Others have talked about having a city planner to kind of coordinate things, but to keep the mayor a full-time position. I think our mayor is doing an excellent job right now, and given the times and the situations that we have. And I support right now my position is a full-time mayor.
Any other issues I haven't thought to ask about that either you feel are significant or that other people have come to you and said, hey, if you're reelected, look at this, address this. Any other issues?
I haven't had anybody mention specific issues to me that they would like to see addressed. I do encourage people to contact me if they have those issues that they would like to see addressed. Like I have said before, I'm a positive person, an optimistic person. I love Keokuk. I know one of my former teachers, Jerry Reynolds, who moved away to Rochester, Minnesota, for many years came back. And the last time I visited with him, he just loved Keokuk. There's just something about it you love. And there are lots of people that feel that way. My own children, all three, moved away. They all lived in Des Moines at one time or another. And they're all back in Keokuk now, or in the county at least. And I just think it's a unique place.